with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're now continuing our Thanksgiving Day specials here as we check in on Hamilton Wenham football coach Tim Freiermuth. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thanks for having me again.
Coach, we got to take a look at the season quickly here. And although the record doesn't indicate it, it looked like the boys were pretty competitive in most, if not all, games. And, you know, by my count, you lost five games by fewer than eight points or fewer. So the boys were competitive, and I'm gathering that they did improve as the year went on.
Yeah, you know, we definitely improved. You know, other than a few seniors, we had a lot of, you know, sophomores and freshmen that had to step in, who probably aren't ready to play at the varsity level, but they battled week in and week out. And you know, we had really good practices. The effort was there. The attitude was always there. They never really, you know, dropped their head or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Guys were willing to work hard each and every day. And, yeah, you know, a lot of games, you know, were really one or two plays, and we'd be sitting here with probably like a 500 record.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that comes just being inexperienced and just kind of knowing situational football.
Well, the bad news about small schools in numbers, if you lose any of your starters, it really does take a toll on the younger kids. But the good news is that the younger kids get that experience, and then they grow. As you know, they grow over the summer.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
All right, tell me about the AC game. Excuse me, not the AC game, the Lowell Catholic game.
Yeah. You know, it was obviously great to get the first win. Definitely wanted to get that before Thanksgiving. You know, the thing that really was the difference between a lot of the other games and that game is they just played. They just went out. They had all the confidence in the world. They kind of knew, like, hey, we need to find a way to get this one. And they played, you know, incredible effort, relentless football. It wasn't perfect by any means, but again, you know, our big thing was executing the game plan. I thought offensively, defensively, we had a really good game plan coming in. A lot of times in previous weeks, we kind of just didn't execute what we needed to do. And, you know, the guys finally went out there. They executed. And, you know, when things got tough, they stuck together. And I think that's all credit to them for, you know, sticking with the season. You know, it got tight for a little bit. But, you know, at the end of the day, when we needed plays, guys really stepped up and made plays. And, man, it was freaking awesome just celebrating with the guys after that win.
I'm familiar with that, believe me.
Yeah.
I am. And it's certainly a growing experience for the kids. And as every football coach knows, it's more than just football what you guys do. Tell me some names, and don't forget some linemen. Got to hear about them, too.
Yeah. You know, our big name is Chris Collins, number 38, running back, linebacker. He got injured last game for the two consolation games, but he'll be back for Thanksgiving. He's really a big reason why we were in so many games. I know talking to, you know, every team in the league, they're always worrying about, you know, number 38 and how can we block them, how can we stop them. So he's a big guy that we'll be getting back for Thanksgiving. A couple others: Henry Stinson, number 7. He's quarterback, and he's been played outside linebacker. You talk about a kid who just loves playing the game. You know, he'll make mistakes, but never drops his head. Is always battling, and again, he's a perfect example of, you know, it was 22-21 last week. We just gave up a touchdown, going for the extra point. He blocks the extra point. And so, you know, a guy who we lost kind of some momentum, needed some back, and he's the guy who's there making plays. Another guy, Cooper Suhlman, is a senior receiver, DB. We really put him responsible, you know, for their best receiver last week, and he pretty much shut him down. And again, the Arlington Catholic game, he was the only captain. We had two seniors dressed, and he was the only captain out there. Just his leadership qualities have been fantastic. And then a lineman, Martin Baum, he's a junior. He's our right guard. This is actually his second year ever playing football. He was a soccer kid growing up. year one to year two, just his X's and O's and his technique have been tremendous. But, you know, we started three freshmen at the line last week.
Whoa.
So his three freshmen, a sophomore, and then he's a junior. So, and he's 2 years of experience. So, but his, he kind of understood that the situation that we were in, that he really needed to step up as kind of like the guy, and the leader up front. And he's been a tremendous asset to us, from that standpoint, on both sides of the ball, offense and defensive line.
That says a lot about his character, switching from one sport to another, knowing that you're a little undermanned and sometimes overmatched, but he stepped up. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a bunch of guys who have, you know, found a way. Right? It hasn't been easy, but they're battling every single rep.
Before we get to the Thanksgiving Day game, let me ask you, Tim, about a Thanksgiving memory. I know before the season started, we talked to you guys about your experience as coaches and players, and what the drive is for you to coach, the love of the game. But Thanksgiving in Massachusetts especially evokes some real, complex and good memories, I presume. What comes to mind personally for you in terms of either playing or coaching?
Yeah, I mean, I always say it's got to be up there, like my top three favorite days of the whole year. obviously I played at Pawtucket, so Pawtucket-Triton is a big rivalry. Obviously, being here, Hamilton-Wynnum in Ipswich, a lot of tradition, a lot of history. I think it's just great because everyone's coming back from school, we'll get some guys, back around. And I just think it's a special day. I know I have a bunch of coaching friends outside of Massachusetts, and I tell them about this, and they're like, "Oh man, that's so cool." So I think at the end of the day, with how the playoffs are set up now and stuff, it still gives a lot of meaning to some of these later games when you're not, playing in the Final Four, playing at Gillette.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of Thanksgiving Day games, if you can keep those rivalries going, because, I know my senior year, we were involved, both schools were involved in winless seasons up to that point, so it was a Super Bowl for each school. And then I know that Bill and I have covered many, many games in the Northeastern Conference and in Cape Ann League, but especially in the NEC, where the team one, the first place team plays a 10th place team in as their Thanksgiving rival, and number 10 wins. So it is really it's a really cool time. Now we're recording this on Friday. What have you guys done different or special this week, and what happens early in the week prior to Thanksgiving? Because I know there are rituals and meetings and dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So. This week, from the X's and O's and kind of practice standpoint, gave the guys a couple days off. We have a long time. We played Friday afternoon, so last week, so gave a couple guys a few, get healthy. It's really from an X's and O's standpoint, we try and keep it the same, our tempo of practice. I think the big message was, we got over losses pretty quickly. Now we got to get over our first win quickly. So that was kind of the mindset of our practices this week. I think that's another great thing about Thanksgiving is kind of those tradition things. We do Sunday we have a chili cook-off, so a bunch of the families they make their homemade chili or whatever, and we kind of do some of those, give out Letterman jackets, kind of talk about Thanksgiving, talk about the season, and then last practice we do kind of a last lap where the seniors can kind of. It's just the seniors on the field. They kind of hang out, take a lap around the field, kind of just, it's really about just embracing these last few days together as a group.
What's your message to seniors, Tim? I know that I always had sort of similar message every year in teaching at the end of the year, but it changed a little bit with respect to the class that you have and the chemistry and so on. But what's your message to your seniors this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, this is my second year here. Seeing the culture shift to where to our standard effort, attitude, trust. I think the year one to year two jump is just incredible, and I credit, you know, the six seniors we have. I credit 100% of that to them. They really have found the value and bought into, you know, what I'm trying to, you know, bring to this program. And they, you know, they'd run through a brick wall for me, and I'd run through a brick wall for them. You know, and it's really shown with all the younger guys who have stepped up this year. That, you know, credit to them. We would not be, you know, some teams are miserable at this point of the year, and we're still, you know, we're still battling, and we're still practicing hard.
Yeah, it sounds like the future looks bright because you got kids who have gone through the so-called sports adversity, and they've come out on top. And now this game against Ipswich, it is a super rivalry. And what can you tell me about the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, kind of similar situation. Their one win was against Lowell Catholic, who we beat. So very similar teams, and you know, just numbers. They have a lot of young talent. You've got a lot of freshmen, sophomores playing too. So, you know, in terms of team, we're kind of very similar in that type of standpoint. So, you know, everyone knows going in it's going to be, you know, records don't matter, where the team's at, it's going to be a battle. You know, and I love being a part of such a big, you know, rivalry and kind of the history of these schools.
Coach, is there anything else you want to mention about your kids or this season?
Yeah, I just think, you know, again, I've coached on teams that, you know, went to the Final Four. We were a couple plays away from going to Gillette, and, you know, it wasn't the most fun group to coach, and I'm sure you've been there too.
And I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Yep.
And, you know, looking at a record, you'd be like, oh, you're miserable. And it's like, I've had an absolute blast coaching these kids.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's the big takeaway. And again, credit to them for not backing down. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we'll be battle tested and, you know, finish on top on Thursday and you know, enjoy some turkey and stuffing after the game.
Absolutely. Tim, thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck on Thursday, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care, Coach. Talk to you later.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
That is Tim Freiermuth, who is the Hamilton-Wenham High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.